New Progressive Party was divided when Mayor Hernán Padilla of San Juan founded a new party that is nominating him for governor of Puerto Rico. In the second place, the revelations made by the public hearings held by the legislature of Puerto Rico of the murder of two young independentistas in the Cerro Maravilla in Puerto Rico by the police, and the entrapment that led to the assassination of those two youngsters, and the cover up of that entrapment and assassination during 5 years by the government of Romero Barceló and the New Progressive Party, that have had a net effect of great repudiation by the majority of the Puerto Rican people of the government and of the role of Romero Barceló and the New Progressive Party. The corruption that have come to public knowledge in the police corps and in the government in general, but especially in the police, have also made that many people repudiate this government of Romero Barceló. Suffice it to say that there are five colonels in the police of Puerto Rico, policemen with the rank of colonel, five. Four of them are either in jail already or are being processed or accused of having participated in several crimes, murder, stealing property, and so forth. So this is something that everybody accepts in Puerto Rico, that the governor's party is now in a clear minority. However, that does not amount to assure that Romero Barceló will not gain the governorship in November of 1984, because in 1980 he made a lot of maneuvers that changed the situation, including stopping the computers the night of the election. The computers were indicating a majority of the Popular Democratic Party, and immediately they stopped. And a new count was initiated that lasted several months, as a result of which Romero Barceló was proclaimed governor by a majority of 3,000 votes. So we don't have the assurance that something like that will not happen again. But if the majority of the Puerto Rican people is counted as they vote, there's no doubt that Romero Barceló will lose the election and the Popular Democratic Party will win the election. And the Popular Democratic Party is in itself an alliance of forces of several tendencies, including a segment of it that is for full autonomy for Puerto Rico, and who that are people that are willing to come into an alliance with the people that are for independence to press together for the decolonization of Puerto Rico. And that is an important segment of the Popular Democratic Party, and that is probably the major hope of new developments in Puerto Rican politics, the alliance of people for independence and for full autonomy in a common front for the decolonization of Puerto Rico.